Our guest in the cafe this morning is Burt Cooper with Community Seeds of Lone Oak, a faith-based organization. Well, we talked a while back about a program that you're starting with the Texas Workforce Commission. It's a jobs program, and this will allow people to get training for some good jobs, and you've made some advances in that program now.
Well, John, Mark, we have a company that we're working with up in Fort Worth area, actually. Fort Worth, Tarrant County area, which is Fort Worth, Arlington, kind of in that area. It's called A Trinity, and it's a health care facility, and we are starting to do some training for folk to be on staff there. They had about 28 positions open, and they've got, I think, 10 different health care facilities around Fort Worth, Dallas, and Arlington, Texas. So we're going to be training folk to go on staff, get a good income. But we have we're looking at about opportunities. The thing that drives this employment opportunity with Texas Workforce Commission, John Mark, is our employers, those people who want to put people to work, and they won't get a untrained or unskilled person. We actually do the training for those corporations. All they have to do is agree to keep them on board for 90 days once they're trained, and if it works out for them, great. If not, they can let the people go. But we'll be doing great training for corporations.
So you will, the corporation that you're working with, company that you're working with, tells you that we need X number of people, whether it's one or 10 or what have you. Then you begin the training of those people specifically for that company.
Exactly. So that means that their learning curve day one is way low because the person comes in the door already knowing what's expected of them. So the companies will give us job descriptions. They'll talk to us about some of the other needs a good employee will have or need, whether it's lifestyle skills or hard skills in terms of knowing specific software or specific languages. And we train people in that specific area. I mean, how better can it get? But we're serious in the state of Texas is serious about getting people employed. So they have monies for that. We have the grant, one of the grants, and we can train people for work in any industry.
Is there any cost involved for the company that you're working with?
That's the incredible thing, John Mark. There's no cost for the company. There's no cost for the candidate. There's no cost for Community Seeds. The state totally pays for this. And the state is kind enough to follow that person for up to 12 months. If they need additional training once they're hired by the company, they'll provide the funding for the additional training.
We're talking with Burt Cooper with Community Seeds in Lone Oak. Now, last time we talked about this, and it's been probably 2 or 3 months, you were excited about the program, but you were a little concerned about getting companies to participate with
it. Well, and that's why we're so blessed to have one that we're working with right now, a company called A Trinity. But we could use employers calling us saying, hey, this sounds exciting. Let's investigate. Let's talk about it. We have X amount of openings. Here's what we expect of those people. How can we get started? And it's an easy process to get started, John Mark.
Mm-hmm. Of course, I would think that part of this has to do with or whether it's successful or not, or whether you're getting companies to contact you as often as you would like. May have to do with the economy, and are they ready at this point to bring people in, whether the training is provided up front or not.
You know, I don't know, but if they have one opening or if they have 100 openings,
sure,
available, we can fulfill those opportunities through training. So we'd just like for companies to call us and say, hey, would you consider this? And we could tell them without a doubt what we're capable of doing. But it's a great opportunity to get our economy going by getting people working, and these are skilled people that'll be going to work for these corporations.
So whatever the employment needs a company might have, they can come to you and make arrangements for people to be trained for that.
whether it's technical skill or whether it's a soft skill. We even have one of our, we work with various junior colleges and other service providers, but we can even teach aircraft mechanics all the way down to janitorial services, yes.
Good. Bert, doing great work there, and we're pleased to always visit with you, and we thank you for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone live this morning.
Thank you, John, Mark, and God bless.
All right, Bert Cooper with Community Seeds in Lone Oak, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETO.